At the pace that life is going these days, getting through the month and making sure that all the daily demands are met can seem like an impossible task. Imagine the added pressure of caring for a child with special needs. There are always going to be people in our community who may need extra support, and it would be wonderful to know that families experiencing added pressure can rely on those around them for helping hands when needed. We'll be discussing what this might look like on the next Family Matters. Stick with us. Hi, I'm Graham Schnell for Family Matters, where we offer practical advice from Focus on the Family. A wonderful couple with noble servant hearts wrote to us with this question. What are some meaningful and practical ways we can ease the burden of a family who has a child with special needs? My husband and I have friends from church with a child who was recently diagnosed with cerebral palsy. We know that this family is juggling a lot of things at once, and we want to help them. Any good ideas on how to do this? Well, we commend you for your spirit of service and servanthood and for your willingness to come alongside and support this family. With this in mind, we welcome the opportunity to provide some input. First, you're absolutely right that this family is juggling a lot of things at once. Even though we're not familiar with the details of this family situation, every family has its issues and complications, even those that appear so-called normal on the outside. When you add special needs to the equation, the complexities of daily life can increase dramatically. Encouragement and assistance from someone like you can be more valuable than you'll ever know. So, what can you do to help? Tangible aid is crucial to many families of children with special needs, especially just after a diagnosis or early in the diagnosis process. Practical hands-on help, such as providing meals, house cleaning, and running errands, are just a few things that may be valuable. And getting others to join you will not only multiply your efforts, but the encouragement you'll provide as well. Babysitting is another area where help can be especially welcome for couples who may feel that their lives are consumed with caring for a child with special needs. Watching a child for a mom while she runs errands or takes a nap can be a lifesaver to her. Likewise, giving a couple a chance to get out together on a date can be vital in helping to ensure the health of their relationship. Be careful to avoid vague, generic offers of assistance, like, "Let me know if you need anything," because many times people can be hesitant to ask for help, especially if they feel like they might be imposing. Sometimes they might not even be able to identify what type of help they most need. Instead of nebulous offers, be explicit. For example, you might say something like, "I know you need to get out and do some shopping. I can come over and watch your child so you can go out." Or offer to do the shopping for your friend and let her know which days you're available to do it. Additionally, give your friend permission to say, "No, I don't need that, but I could use your help in other ways." After you've delivered on your offer, follow up by finding out what else your friend needs. There will be times when the most important thing your friend will need is someone to talk with. Be real with them, allowing them to be real in return so that they can share their concerns, their sadness, and their joys. And that doesn't mean that you have to be ready with answers to their problems or needs. Sometimes what they'll need most is someone to just listen and offer support. Finally, realize and understand that your friends are in this for the long haul. If you are willing to go the distance with them, pace yourself. The care and concern you are feeling right now will mean a lot to them and still be needed in a year or two and more down the road. This program was produced by Focus on the Family. I'm Graham Schnell, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Family Matters.